Yes. Good morning and win today, Squan family. I can't hear you. Good morning and win today, Squan family. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Yes, indeed, God is with us. Yes, first of all, I want to say a big thank you to you all for being here today to commemorate the third year anniversary of Prophet T.B. Joshua's call to glory. Yes. Today, we remember a trailblazer. We remember a man who lived a life of exemplary legacy and leadership. At the very core, Prophet T.B. Joshua's life is marked by a virtuous commitment to raising soldiers of Christ, not just locally, but also globally. And he did that over the course of three decades successfully. He did it successfully. Born on the 12th of June, 1963, he came and he influenced his world as a true man of prayer, perseverance, self-discipline, morality, and dedication. It is almost an understatement to say that he drew people to God. The church that he oversaw, the church of all nations indeed, has since been a church of all seasons. A ministry where satanic cages and demonic bondages are broken. Even to the shock and the admiration of even the unbelievers. A ministry that has stood the test of time, that continues to stand the test of time, and that will continue to stand the test of time to the glory of God. Yes. But Prophet T.B. Joshua was not just this global Christian leader and fatherly covering to so many people all around the world. He was also a devoted father. And as someone who was privileged to be his daughter, this third year anniversary reminds me of the values that his life portrayed as a father. He believed so much in the principles enshrined in Matthew 25 verses 45, which says, "That which you do to others, you do to God." And as a devoted servant of God, I saw how he served God diligently through his service to others. So as we commemorate this global father figure to so many people, this servant of God, this great man, let us also celebrate the values that he stood for. Hatred. That is, when you are hated, when we are hated, we should love. Love that sees beyond intimidation. That is, when we are intimidated, we should love. Love that sees beyond persecution. That is, when we are persecuted, we should love. Prophet T.B. Joshua believed that a Christian, a true Christian, is known by his love, should be known by his love. Once again, I want to say thank you all for your unwavering support this past 3 years to the mission of changing lives, changing nations, and changing the world. And I want to assure you that the mission
remains the same.
Yes. Thank you very much. And God bless you.